Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Challenge of the Yukon. Original air date is August 9th, 1950, and the title is A Change of Mind. Thanks for listening, hope you enjoy, and I hope you have a great day.
The Challenge of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King, on you, Huskies!
Gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush with Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the Challenge of the Yukon. Dave Fillmore's gang had become notorious from the time they pulled a bank job in Skagway and headed north into the Yukon Territory. Fillmore was a big man with bushy eyebrows and a scar across his temple, and he didn't take the trouble to conceal his identity. In fact, he was inclined to boast of it, such as when he started his gang with a bank robbery in Skagway. He had approached the head of the bank in his office that day.
Come in. I thought you were one of the clerks, sir. What is it you want?
Money. That's what banks have plenty of, don't they?
I don't understand. To apply for a loan...
Maybe you'll savvy this, mister.
A gun. What's the meaning of this?
It means I'm going to get money and plenty of it.
You won't get away with this. The armed guard out there...
I'm not alone, mister. You can tell folks later that Dave Fillmore and his gang paid you a visit.
The gang?
Yeah. My men are standing around out there just waiting to bust this place wide open. You don't do just what I say.
What is it you want me to do?
I'll hold this gun in my pocket, but point it right at your back, see? You walk out there and fill this satchel with cash from the vault. The first false move and you'll get a bullet. My men will blast everybody you got working in this dump. Now get moving.
Under Fillmore's leadership, the gang managed to get across the border into the Yukon Territory. Then, as they moved northward along the Yukon Trail, they left behind them a series of crimes, robbing whenever the chance presented itself, and resorting to murder when necessary. Their boldness increased to the point that upon reaching Whitehorse, they entered the express office in broad daylight.
What can I do for you, eh? Those guns, what's the idea?
Shut up, you! No! All right, men, get busy and clean out the safe.
A week later, Sergeant Preston pulled rein in front of Mounted Police Headquarters in Dawson City.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Come along, King.
Good morning, Sergeant Preston.
Morning, Paul. I understand the inspector wants to see me.
Yes, he does, Sergeant. He's been asking for the past 2 days when you get back from 40 Mile.
I see.
That's why we sent to your cabin so early this morning, after hearing you'd arrive during the night.
Must be something important. Is the inspector in?
Yes, and he said when you came in, you were to go right to his office.
Fine. Come on, King. Morning, Inspector.
Well, Sergeant Preston, I'm mighty glad you finally returned from 40 Mile. Sit down, Sergeant.
Thank you, sir. What is it you want to see me about?
Do you remember the handbills we received from the States on a fellow named Dave Fillmore?
Why, yes, sir. Fillmore was the leader of an outlaw gang. Big man, bushy eyebrows, scar across his temple. Robbed a bank in Skagway, I believe.
I see you still retain that remarkable memory of yours, Sergeant.
Thank you, sir.
However, Dave Fillmore is still leading an outlaw gang. The gang managed to get across the border and headed up the Yukon Trail.
I see.
As Fillmore and his men have moved northward, they've left behind them a series of robberies and killings. They've finally become so bold that they pulled a robbery at the express office on Whitehorse. Happened about a week ago. They murdered the agent there.
That is serious.
It certainly is. I understand that they've headed towards Selkirk. I want you to go down there, Sergeant, and see what you can do.
Yes, sir.
Fillmore and his gang must be stopped. I'm counting on you and your dog, King, to help do it. The sooner you leave, the better.
All right, Inspector. I'll head for Selkirk right away.
Well, good luck, Sergeant. And goodbye.
Bye, sir. We'll do our best to trail the Fillmore gang, won't we, King? Come on, fella.
The name Dave Fillmore came to mean violence and robbery as Dave and his gang moved farther north. Then one day, they entered the cafe in Selkirk.
Reach, Ollie! It's a holder!
Wes, you and the others go line them up, take whatever they got.
All right, Dave.
Come on, boys.
I stand here, no thieving gang is going to take my gang.
You asked for this? That'll teach the rest of you that Dave Fillmore means business. Now get on with your work, Wes. Let's get away from here.
The constable looked up from his office desk when a group of excited men hurried in.
Hey, constable! A gang just held up the cafe and shot Ned Jackson.
Jackson dead?
Yeah. The leader was an hombre named Dave Fillmore.
And that's right, a big man with bushy eyebrows.
Fillmore, huh? He and his gang are responsible for a lot of crime south of here.
He has a scar along his left temple.
I already have a description of him. How many were with him?
Oh, four others.
I'll get my horse and try to trail them.
You want us to go along? Want a posse?
Nope. I'll go alone right now. If I find their hideout, I may call on you folks later.
All right.
After leaving the cafe, Dave and his gang headed south from town and then took a branch trail that led to a shallow creek. They rode along the water for some distance, then again took to a little used trail. The men had ridden in silence, but after they left the creek, Wes, Dave's right-hand man, spoke.
Think that hombre you plugged is dead, Dave?
What if he is, Wes?
I hear the Mounties don't give up on a murder case here in the Yukon.
Ah, stop worrying. We covered our trail, didn't we?
Yeah, sure. But they'll have your name and description.
Sure, but they have to catch me. I'm smart enough to see that they don't. I was up in this territory a year ago, and I know my way around.
Where are we heading for? Where are we going to hide out?
I got a cousin, Belle Brown, who owns a two-room cabin up this way. Her husband's in jail, and she hates Mounties.
What's she staying way up here alone for?
She's got a claim that pays a little. Belle's just as tough as a man. And for some cash, she'll be glad to hide us out for a while. So let's get a move on.
All right.
Get him.
When Dave and the gang pulled up in front of Belle's cabin, she came out to meet them.
Ho, now. Well, if it isn't Dave... How are you?
Fine, Belle.
Who are these hombres with you?
Friends of mine. We're running from the law, so we came here to stay for a while. You get paid for putting us up.
It's all right with me. Just make yourselves at home.
Well, that's sure nice of you, Belle.
Yeah, it sure is.
I hope you covered your trail well, Dave. Those Mounties are plenty smart at trailing.
And we took to the creek for a stretch to throw off anyone who might try to follow us.
Just the same, you ought to send a couple of the boys back into the creek to watch. Just in case.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Wes... Take one of the boys and ride back to where we left the creek and watch for a while, will you?
Yeah, all right, Dave. You come on with me, Joe.
Right.
Get it.
Meantime, the constable had picked up the trail of the gang and followed it to the creek. He rode slowly up the bank looking for hoof marks. His progress was slow, and it was some time before he reached the approximate place where the gang had left the water. Suddenly, a shot rang out and a bullet whined over his head.
We thought maybe you'd come snooping. You're a fool to come alone.
You and the others are wanted for murder, mister. You'll be caught sooner or later.
Oh, yeah? Get his gun, Joe, while I keep him covered.
All right. Get up. Go on. Get up. I got it.
Good. Now we'll take him back to Dave. All right, get going. You along that trail there.
Get up.
Wes and the outlaw Joe took the constable to the cabin where Dave and Belle were waiting.
Oh, no. All right, Bonnie. Get inside and make it fast.
You'll regret this.
Never mind the back talk. Get going.
Hey, look, Dave. I'm Bonnie. It's the constable.
Belle Brown. So you're hiding out Fillmore and his gang, huh?
So what of it? I didn't ask him to come here. But Dave's kin to me, and when he brought his men here, I took them in.
That means you'll be arrested with them, Belle.
Who's gonna arrest who around here?
That's a good question, Belle. Looks like the constable isn't gonna do it.
Yeah, darn right he isn't. I hate Mounties, all of them, for what they did to my husband.
Well, us grabbing them ought to make him feel good then, Belle. He picked up our trail and was heading this way.
You make sure nobody was following him?
Yeah, don't worry. What's more, no one will miss him. When Imani goes out hunting someone, he'll stay away for days sometime.
That's right. Nobody in town will think anything of it when the constable doesn't come back for a spell.
It'll be a mighty long spell, won't it, Dave?
Maybe. That depends.
We ought to plug him, get him out of the way.
Yeah, Dave, that's the way I feel about it. It's the only safe thing for us to do. In fact, I'll put a bullet in him right here now.
Put away that shooting iron, Wes. Put it away, you hear?
You don't have to pull a gun on me, Bill. Like I said, if I plug this Monty, then
this
we can...
This gun says you aren't going to plug him. Not in my cabin, anyway. What's more, I don't hanker for being in on a murder.
Go ahead and plug him, Wes. Don't let any female tell you what you can do.
By thunder, I'll show you what I can do, mister.
Why, you...
Now,
crazy.
Hold it. Calm down, all of you. I'm running this gang, and what I say goes, savvy?
All right.
Nobody's going to plug this Monty, like Bell says. Leastwise, not right now.
Yeah, but Dave, you mean to say you're going to stand by what she says just because...
Listen a minute, lunkhead. We have to head away from here and other Mounties get on our trail. This red coat will be an ace in the hole in case we get in a tight spot. We'll be a sort of a hostage.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They will get on your trail, Fillmore. When they do, the fact that you hold me as a hostage won't stop them.
If it don't, mister, then you'll get a bullet. Now take the Mountie in the back room, tie him up hand and foot. And make sure you tie him tight.
Yeah, okay. Come on, Joe, bring him along.
All right, get moving, you. Come on, get in.
Look, Bell, gonna need more supplies here. I'll give you some money. You can go into town and get them.
All right. I'll get my horse and start out right away, Dave.
Bell rode to town and pulled to a stop in front of the general store.
Oh, whoa there, Sadie.
Hey, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Here's a list of things I want to get.
Sure thing. Have them for you in a jiffy. Suppose you heard about the robbery and killing at the express office?
Nope. I don't get much news out where my cabin is.
Mighty bad. Mighty bad, I can tell you. Seems like it was the Dave Fillmore gang. Most brazen thing that ever happened since I've been in Selkirk. Yes, sir. I mean, ma'am. You've heard of the Fillmore gang, haven't you?
Can't say as I have. How do you expect me to hear of every loco hombre that gets a bunch of loco men to go out robbing and killing like that?
I reckon women don't keep up with happenings like that as much as us men folks do.
I reckon you're right. Now get busy and get those things I ordered. I haven't got all day.
Yeah, sure.
Did the law get on the trail of that Fillmore hombre and his gang?
Yeah, the constable picked up their trail, so I hear tell, and set out after them. Appears to me, though, he'd wait till he got some help before he went against a tough gang like that. Let's see now. Sugar, coffee, bacon. Oh, yeah, the flour. Yeah. Stocking up for the winter kind of early, aren't you, ma'am?
That's my business.
Sure, I didn't mean any offense.
And I'm not taking any, so long as you mind your own business. I pay for what I get with cash.
Yeah. You sure do. That's something lots of others don't do, I can tell you. Yeah. Think I got it all. Hey. From what I can see through the window over there, looks like the constable's come back empty-handed. He's just stopping in front of his office.
No, it can't be the constable. What I mean is, he wouldn't come back so soon. Say, that isn't the constable.
Why, thunder, you're right, ma'am. That's Sergeant Preston with his dog, King. Must have just come into town.
All right. Don't stand there gaping. Get my stuff together. I'm in a hurry. Go on, wrap it up, and let me get out of here.
When she saw Sergeant Preston stop in front of the constable's office, Belle became nervous. She knew the sergeant would try to find the constable. And getting her bundle, she hurried from the store and packed them in her saddlebags. Then she mounted and rode away hurriedly. Meantime, Sergeant Preston had entered the constable's office, and not finding the constable there, went to the cafe looking for him.
Wait here, King. Anyone know where I might find Constable Weeks?
Yeah, the constable started to trail Dave Fillmore and his gang around noon. The gang held up the cafe and shot Ned Jackson.
Did he go alone?
Yep. Said he'd try to get a line on their hideout. Then he'd come back and form a posse.
Are you sure it was Dave Fillmore's gang?
Sure. Big hombre with a scar on his temple and bushy eyebrows. In fact, he said he was Fillmore.
Thanks. I'll pick up the constable's trail and try to catch him.
Sergeant Preston went back to the constable's office. There he mounted his horse, Blackie, and started to follow the constable's trail.
Let's go, King.
Get up, Blackie.
Preston had no difficulty trailing the constable to the point where he had been taken by the two crooks.
Oh, boy. From the hoof marks, King, it looks as though two horses came from behind that boulder there. Bill must have been surprised by a couple of the men he was following. I'll follow their tracks and see where they took Bill.
Get up, Lucky.
Belle Brown rode at a fast pace along the trail toward her cabin. She knew Sergeant Preston's reputation and had heard about the great dog Yukon King. From what she had learned about the Mountie and his dog, she felt sure they'd start out to pick up the constable's trail so that they might help him in his search for the Fillmore gang. Finally, Belle reined to a halt in front of her cabin.
Oh, whoa there, whoa, steady, easy.
Well, made a fast trip, Belle.
I hurried back with some news, Dave. I saw another Mountie riding into town.
Yeah, whatever.
The Mountie wasn't just an ordinary one. It was Sergeant Preston,
what?
That big dog of his.
Preston, you say?
Who's he? Why should we get excited over here?
I learned about that, hombre, when I was up here before, Wes. Preston's dynamite.
We ought to get rid of the constable and head out of here, pronto.
Having the constable alive is an ace in the hole, Wes, like I told you before. People threaten to kill him if we get in a tight spot.
I know what that Mountie Preston will do, Dave. As soon as he hears the constable came trailing you, Preston will follow along. You wait and see.
Yeah, I reckon that's about what he will do.
We better get our horses and beat it away from here, Dave. We can take the constable along with us.
Dave. Why can't a couple of us go and wait in ambush for Preston like we did the constable? We could plug him and be done with
that. That dog of his is well trained. Something might go wrong. Oh, I got a better plan.
Yeah? What is it?
We'll get Preston here inside this cabin without his dog. We'll settle with Preston. Then we can put a bullet in the dog.
And how are you going to get Preston inside without that dog?
That's your job, Belle.
What do you mean?
You get your horse and ride out to meet Preston. He don't know you know me.
Then what?
We'll hide in the back room. You tell Preston you found the constable on the trail near your cabin wounded. Bring him here with you.
But the dog...
Tell Preston you don't like having a dog in your cabin. Ask him to leave it outside. And when Preston heads into the back room, we'll finish him off and the constable too. Now get to your horse and go meet Sergeant Preston.
Following Dave's plan, Belle left the cabin and rode back along the trail. Finally, she saw Sergeant Preston and King. Belle called out,
Sergeant! Sergeant Preston!
Ho, Blackie! Ho, boy!
Ho there! Well, I'm sure glad I met you, Sergeant. I'm Belle Brown, got a cabin up the trail a ways.
Oh, yes. You say you're glad you met me. Something wrong?
There sure is. I was heading to town just now. It's about the constable.
What about him?
He's at my cabin, wounded.
How'd it happen?
Well, about noon or not long after, some men rode past my cabin. Later, I saw the constable go by.
He was trailing an outlaw gang.
Yeah, I know. He told me. He said he was catching up to the gang beyond my cabin, and they shot at him. Then they went on. He managed to get back to my place.
Is he seriously wounded?
No, Sergeant, just a flesh wound. But it's better for him not to try to get around yet. He wanted me to get word to town, though, so that's why I was heading there.
I see. Did the constable tell you to look for me in town?
Yes, yes, he did.
Oh?
Maybe you better come back to the cabin with me now and see him.
That's what I intend to do. Let's get going.
Get up, Lucky.
Get up, sir.
As they rode in the direction of the cabin, Sergeant Preston glanced now and then at Belle. He noticed the tense expression on her face and the nervous way she handled her horse. Finally, he asked,
Were there many in the gang that passed your place, Belle?
Yeah, I don't know just how many.
I see. Isn't Jake Brown your husband, Belle?
Yes, yes, he is.
I have some news for you. Jake may be coming home soon.
Whoa there.
Whoa, Blackie, whoa, fella.
Did you say Jake might be coming home soon?
That's right. I found new evidence that I'm sure will clear him. As soon as his case is reviewed in Dawson, he'll be set free.
Great day.
You don't look as though you're very happy about it. What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Get up there.
Get up.
The news she had just heard affected Belle greatly. She had hated Mounties ever since Jake had gone to prison for murder. And now she had learned that through the efforts of a Mountie, her husband would be freed. And the Mountie who had made it possible was the man she was leading into a death trap. And yet she was afraid of Dave Fillmore and believed that he and the gang would kill her if she turned against them. Preston broke into her thoughts as he asked,
Something worrying you, Belle? After all, you and Jake can start over now.
Yeah, that's right.
You're still thinking of going through with this, Belle?
Through with what?
Aren't you trying to lead me into a trap?
What? What gave you that idea?
Because you lied to me when we met. The constable did not expect me in Selkirk at all. And I noticed that even though you were still too far away to see my shepherds who called me Sergeant Preston, I realized that somehow you'd found out that I was in town. Is that the cabin up ahead there?
Yes. We'd better stop a minute. Hold on.
All right, Belle. What do you want to tell me?
Look, I... Doggone it, Sergeant, with you doing what you did for Jake, I just can't go through with it. Even if Dave does get even with me.
Dave Fillmore?
Yes, he's a cousin of mine. Dave's plenty mean. When he and his gang came to the cabin to stay a while, I didn't dare say no. They're waiting there now.
What about the constable?
He's there, too. He isn't wounded. They haven't tied up.
I see. Thanks for telling me this. But do you realize, Belle, that you were going to take part in a murder?
I got to hate Mounties. I believed Jake wasn't guilty, and since they put him away, I... Well, I've been a different person, crazy-like.
I understand.
Now I see things straight, but... I guess it's too late. Jake's coming home, but... I'll be the one that's going to prison.
Maybe not, Belle. You helped me capture that gang and got the constable away from them safely.
You mean you'd speak up for me with the law?
I think my testimony would result in probation for you.
By thunder, I'll help you then.
I'm sure they can't see us from the cabin. I'll leave our horses in that grove over there and go forward on foot. Of course, you're a woman.
Oh, I can handle a gun like a man. And I have one here with me, too. Sergeant, you can't stop me from doing my part.
All right. Let's get rid of the horses. Get up, Blackie.
Get up there.
Hold on, steady. When they stopped and dismounted in the grove, not far from the cabin, Sergeant Preston thought of a plan. After getting the layout of the cabin from Belle, he told her what he had in mind. Belle, I've thought of a plan that should work. It'll be risky, though.
I expect to take risks, and it'll be worth it to get Dave and his men out of the way, so Jake and I can be together again.
Here's what I have in mind. I'll cut around through the woods until I'm behind the cabin. Give me about 5 minutes, and then you mount and ride to the cabin.
Then what?
Go in and get all of them to come into the front room. I'll go through the back room window, untie the constable, and then we'll move in on the gang. I'll take King with me. Now, before I go, I'll tell you what you can say to him. Belle waited until 5 minutes had passed. Then she mounted and rode to the cabin.
Whoa there. Whoa, steady. Easy. Hey, Dave. I came back alone. All of you, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, what happened?
Did you meet Preston on the trail?
He didn't come back with me, did he?
We can see that. What I want to know is why I didn't go into town and find him then.
I got to thinking, Dave. It'd be better if all of you lit out for the Alaska border and forgot about Sergeant Preston.
What? Yeah. Just what made you change your mind?
I told you. I did a lot of thinking.
I always heard a woman changes her mind for no reason at all.
Well, what if they do?
Belle, you're not that type. You had a reason, or you wouldn't have changed your mind.
Well, for one thing, I don't want to leave this place. If you killed Preston and the constable here, the law might find it out, and I couldn't stay.
You said before you left you'd go through with the plan. You couldn't stay here with Preston in town anyway. Him and that dog had come here looking for the constable. And you would be in trouble.
Maybe, but I'm taking that chance.
I thought Belle hated money.
Yeah, that's right. Belle is going to take more explaining than we've heard so far.
Look, Dave, here's the way I look at it.
Start talking.
I don't want to leave the Yukon without Jake.
As Belle kept the gang in the front room talking, Sergeant Preston went through the back room window.
Preston, hello, Belle. Quiet. I'll get you untied in a minute. There. Now, here, take this gun.
After untying the constable and giving him a gun, Preston whispered a few directions. Then the two Mounties sneaked toward the door to the front room. Belle stood with her back to the front door while Dave and the four others faced her with their backs to Preston and the constable. When she saw them edge around the doorway, Belle finished her talk.
Dave, I've done all the explaining I'm going to do. You can send someone else to find Sergeant Preston.
I thunder, Belle, I'm boss of this gang, and I'll give you orders around here.
Wait, Charleville!
Hey, two Mounties there in the doorway.
At the sight of Preston and the constable, the men put their hands up, with the exception of Wes, who went for his gun. As he drew, Preston fired.
Oh, my leg!
As Wes fell and the other three stood with their hands raised, Dave suddenly grabbed Belle, swinging her in front of him so that he was close to the front door. He held her with one arm in a vice-like grip as he fumbled behind his back for the door latch, saying...
You won't take me, Mounties.
Not unless you want to shoot a woman.
Let me go.
You'll get away, Sergeant.
I don't think so.
There. I got the door unlatched. And before I go, I'll put a bullet in Belle for pulling a double cross.
Belle, standing in front of Dave and facing the Mounties, felt Dave's gun dig into her back as he eased the door behind him open with his foot.
Sergeant, he'll kill me for sure.
That's right.
The great dog king, waiting out in front of the cabin, heard his master's call. He saw Dave backing out the front door with a gun pointed at Belle's back. The great husky sprang at Dave, jarring the gun from his hand.
Get away!
As Dave struggled with King, Belle turned quickly, and seeing what had happened, she picked up the gun Dave had dropped.
I got Dave's gun.
That dog, get him away!
Well, keep the others covered.
Go,
Dave, King. Don't worry. Watch him, King.
Dave, Belle's siding with the law.
That's right, she is.
But see how plan all
We're arresting all of you for murder in the name of the crown. Belle is clear of that charge.
Well, you double-crossed us now, Belle. I might have known you'd pull a stunt like that. You didn't want to stay in here.
When I started to go through with it, the sergeant knew I was leading them into a trap anyhow. He told me so afterwards.
That's right.
You should have let a couple of us wait in ambush for him, Dave, like I wanted to do.
These men won't stop at anything. Frankly, I'll be willing to testify for Belle, too. She saved me from a bullet.
When was that?
When I was first brought here. That man West pulled his gun and was about to shoot me. But Belle drew her gun and forced him to let me alone.
Yeah, and if she hadn't stopped me, I would have plugged you, too. Maybe all this wouldn't have happened if...
Shut up, you! This would have happened no matter what you did once Sergeant Preston and his dog King got on your trail. I was mighty loco for a while, but I'm glad I'm over it now.
It's another point in your favor, Belle, that you prevented the constable from being killed.
I should have known we couldn't trust a female. But seeing as Belle is my cousin...
From now on, I'm denying any kinship with the likes of you, Dave Fillmore. I knew if I didn't let you stay willingly at my place, you'd have forced me into letting you anyway.
That's right, I would have. Maybe she stopped West from killing the constable. But if we'd have left here and took him with us, he'd have been killed sooner or later. You can bet on that.
You've all done your last killing. You'll have more than one murder to answer for when all the facts are known.
You were sure lucky you came to Selkirk when you did, Sergeant.
I was sent out from headquarters after reports kept coming in about Dave Fillmore. I didn't expect to find him so soon.
I told you, Dave, these monies are smart.
Oh, shut up. If hadn't have been for Preston and that dog, we'd have been all right.
You would have been caught sooner or later, Fillmore. We got them back to Selkirk now, Constable.
Yes, sir.
Belle, you'll have to come along, but I'm sure your affairs will straighten out.
You know, Sergeant, I guess I was kind of loco when I thought I hated Mounties. If things do straighten out for me, Jake and I'll always have you to thank for getting us together again.
You and Jake have many happy days ahead of you, Belle. Now let's start for town. Inspector and Dawson will be glad to hear this case is closed.
We now take you to Northwest Mounted Police Headquarters in Dawson.
You sent for me, Inspector?
Yes, Sergeant. We've finally gotten a lead on those two American counterfeiters we're looking for.
Has any of the money turned up, sir?
Yes, Sergeant. The Yukon Territorial Bank reported that Ed Russell, a miner, tried to deposit $10,000 in counterfeit bills. Now Russell has disappeared mysteriously. He may be connected with the counterfeiters. At any rate, Sergeant, he should lead you to them.
I'll get on the case right away, sir.
Come along, King. What has happened to the miner who disappeared? Have the counterfeiters killed him to keep him from talking? Or is he a member of the gang? If so, Sergeant Preston himself may be facing death when he tries to bring the criminals to justice. Be sure to listen to this next exciting adventure, 10,000 Counterfeit. These radio dramas, a feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, are created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, and supervised by Charles D. Livingston. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. They are brought to you once each week until September, when we shall resume our regular Monday, Wednesday, and Friday broadcasts. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye and good luck until our next broadcast. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.